Sagt die Mishnah weiter, und es sagt das Psachim, mit Perik Zayin, Mishnah Beis. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that you have to be careful when you're roasting the Karban Pesach, that we satisfy the requirement of the Torah that it is Tzli Eish, that it roasts only in the fire. And that's why we said that a metal spit, the metal pole, won't do. Because the metal becomes hot, and part of the Karban Pesach will be roasted by the heat of the pole. So our Mishnah continues over here and explains, once again, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Ein Tzaylenes HaPesach, we may not roast the Karban Pesach, Loi Al HaShapud, not on this metal spit, that's the pole, that they roast with, Veloi Al HaAskala, and not on a roasting tray. Omer Rabbi Tzadik said, Maisa, there was a story, but Rabban Gamliel, Sha'omer L'Tavi Avdai, who said to his Eved Tavi, say, go out, and roast for us the Karban Pesach al ha'askala, on the roasting tray. Now this is a bit strange. Normally, Mishnayos don't do this. You don't have a halacha and then a story quoted to contradict the halacha. We were just told not to roast on the askala. Then you say, oh, by the way, Ram Gomil told his Eved Tavi to roast the Karban Pesach on the askala? So the Gemara tells us this is another example of what's called chasure mechasre. Something is missing over here in the Mishnah. This is how the Mishnah should have read. Ein tzaylen es haPesach lo'yala shapud v'lo'yala askala. You can't roast the Karban Pesach either on a metal spit or on a roasting tray. However, v'im askala minukevesi, if the roasting tray is open, it has holes in it, Sheirit is kasha, and Taka said that there was a story by Rabban Gamliel who said to Tavi Avdai, go out and roast the Karban Pesach on such a type of an askala. Now what does this mean, that the askala is open or it has holes in it? According to Rashi, the spaces between the bars of this tray are so big that the whole carbon can fit between them. In other words, the carbon doesn't touch the metal. So what then does the tray accomplish? What the tray accomplishes is, it supports the spit holding the carbon. I have this pole that's holding the carbon. I need some help. The tray helps to keep up the pole. But the actual carbon itself, according to this pshat, does not touch the metal. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Noga, if part of the meat of the Karban Pesach touched, Bechar Soy Shel Taner. Now the oven was made out of cheres, out of earthenware. The meat is not supposed to touch the wall of the oven. In this case, it did. What's the problem if the meat of the Karban Pesach touches the wall of the oven? And the answer is, it's the same problem as when it touches the metal shapud, or the metal roasting tray. It's not roasting from the fire. It's roasting from the heat of the oven. So what do I do in this case? So the Mishnah is actually giving us instructions which is somewhat of a hetter. We're not saying that the whole carbon is possible. Rather, all you have to do is yikloif es mekaymai, kind of peel off the place. In other words, only the meat exactly at the point of contact, only where the meat touched the hot oven, just peel it off. What does a klipa mean? Klipa is the peel. Yikloif means like peel it. Now, in the next case, it's a little bit more complicated, because what happened over here is as follows. Notaf, it dripped. May rotvai, from the shuman, from the fat, sometimes rotvai means soup, but it means the moisture. Part of the moisture of the meat dripped ala cheres, onto the cheres. Again, the wall or the ceiling or the floor of the oven. The chazer ala. And then it dripped back into the meat. So here too, we don't say that the whole carbon is lost. Except you need more than just peeling. Here it's yitoil es mekaymai. You have to mamash remove the whole place. You have to go in deeper, the depth of a finger. Why? Why can't they just peel the outer layer, like when the meat touches the oven? And the answer is because the shuman, the fat, gets absorbed deeper in. And that fat is not sliyesh, it's slimen acheres. So the case of the fat falling onto the oven and then going back into the meat is more complicated than the dry meat touching the oven wall. Now we're going to have a case that is a bit more complicated than even just the fat. In the previous case, the fat the shuman, the moisture, whatever it is, came out of the meat, hit the oven, went back into the meat. In this last case, notaf meirotvoi, some of the juice dripped ala soilus, onto hot flour. This flour was already cooking hot from fire. Juices from the Pesach dripped into it, and now I want to eat this flour. The problem is it has in it juice of the Karban Pesach. Okay, so it's the time to eat the Karban Pesach. Yes. But this juice of the Karban Pesach roasted in the hot flour. It's not sli'esh. So here it's not enough to peel the outer layer. It's not enough even just to take off a small piece. Rather, yikmoitz es mekoymai. You need a full handful. Being that this juice that's now puzzled is in the flour, you have to take a whole handful of flour and burn it, just like you would do with any other kachim that becomes puzzle. So quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that you can't roast the Karban Pesach, not on a shapud and not on an askala of metal. Rab Tzadik told us that there was a story by Rab Gamliel who told Tavi Avdai to go out and roast the Pesach on such a tray. So obviously something is wrong over here, and the Gemara understood Chasim and Mechasra that there's a part missing here in the Mishnah. If it's an open tray or it has holes in it, then it's mutter. And that's why the Mishnah brings the story to back up that heter. And we explain, some say, at least it's mashma from Rashi, that it's completely open. The meat doesn't even touch the metal. It's just that the tray, the outside rim of the tray, serves as a support for the spit. So, we're holding the meat, and we're holding the meat with what type of a spit? We learned in the previous Mishnah, a shaput shel rimai, made out of pomegranate wood. And we're trying to be careful to make sure that the meat shouldn't touch the wall of the oven. But what happens if it did? You peel off that part. What happens if some of the shumen, some of the fat or juice dripped out of the meat onto the earthenware oven and back into the meat? Here you have to do a little bit more. It's not enough just to peel it. Here you have to take off a piece. A little bit. You have to go a little bit deeper. Like the depth of an etzba. If some of the juice fell into seething flour, can't eat that flour. Because this is part of a Karban Pesach that has been roasted through the flour now. And therefore, here you have to mamish do yikmoitz es mekoymi. That means to take a whole handful out.